A happy hello, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living. Today, we are once again featuring vegan cooking from the celebrated author and founder of Compassionate Cooks, Colleen Patrick-Goudreau, along with Alka Channa. To help promote and ease the progression to a healthy, cruelty-free lifestyle, Colleen has ingeniously put together a series of cooking presentations, written fantastic cookbooks, while offering free recipes on her website, CompassionateCooks.com. To celebrate the upcoming autumn season, please enjoy this demonstration of harvest-stuffed acorn squash, another delightful creation of Compassionate Cooks.
Now we're going to demonstrate an acorn squash stuffed with rice, nuts, dried fruits, and all kinds of lovely herbs, as well as some beautiful vegetables.
Mm, that's beautiful. And you can use whatever squash you like. We're using an acorn squash, but you can use a butternut squash as well, or any squash you prefer.
Exactly. Now, the most challenging part of making this meal is actually cutting the squash. Now, a nice little tip or a nice little trick that people like to use is slicing off a little bit of the squash just on the end over here so that the squash can stay flush on your cutting board. That way it doesn't roll around and result in some tragedies. And then you can just cut the squash lengthwise. It's nice if you can keep the stem of the squash there. That's really lovely. And then you'll have two beautiful halves like this. Yeah. At this point, you can just scoop out the seeds. You can reserve the seeds, rinse them off, toss them in some olive oil and some herbs, put them in the oven, roast them, and it's a beautiful, nutritious snack. So what we're going to do here is once the seeds have been scooped out and we have these hollowed out pieces of squash, we're going to put them face down on a cookie sheet.
With no oil.
That's right, no oil at all. Very healthy. Just put them face down on a cookie sheet, bake them at 375 degrees in your oven for about 20 to 30 minutes. So we'll let them go.
That's great. So while the squash is cooking, we can start our rice. Now you can use a brown rice for this, or you can use a combination brown rice and wild rice. Actually, did you know that wild rice is actually a grass? It's not even a grain.
So interesting. I love the taste of wild rice. It's got sort of a nutty flavor.
It's nutty. It's very chewy. So here it is. Here's your brown rice. Here's your mixed rice.
So you have pretty.
Isn't that gorgeous? You have red rice and brown rice and different lengths of brown rice as well. And then this is our rice all cooked up. And of course, with rice, you want 2 cups of water to 1 cup of grain. So I also sometimes put in about 2.5 or 3 cups of water. And once the water boils, I put in a veggie bouillon cube, or you can just boil stock or vegetable broth, which gives a really nice flavor to the broth, to the rice. So once the water boils, you throw in your rice and you set your timer and you let it go for about 30 minutes or so.
Great. Colleen, if you could pass me that frying pan, what we're going to do now is go ahead and saute the vegetables. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have some onions chopped up and some beautiful celery chopped up. We're just going to warm up some olive oil. Like that.
And something a lot of people don't realize is you don't have to always saute in olive oil.
That's
you can
true.
Also saute in water or, again, veggie broth. It's a good way to cut extra fat from your diet. So you can actually just put a little bit of water in the pan and let the water get hot. The
very,
only difference
very hot.
Is
That's
very
the important
hot.
Point.
Right. The only difference is it might take a little longer because oil gets a lot hotter than water a lot faster. So you would do this with water, and it's a great way to cut some fat.
Yeah, it's also very, very tasty. Do you think the olive oil is heated up there, Colleen?
Yeah, I think
it's
good.
That's nice. Yep, you can always tell by how quickly it's moving down the pan. There we go. And we've got some lovely celery. So we're going to go ahead and saute the onions and celery. Now this is going to take about 5 minutes. We're basically waiting for the onions to get translucent. Mm. So we'll let them cook. Now these onions are just sauteing away.
That's beautiful.
Uh-huh. And very soon we'll be ready to make our stuffing. So actually, Colleen, if you could pass me the mixing bowl. Now to make the stuffing, what we're going to be doing is we'll start with the rice that's already been cooked up. So pretty, all of these gorgeous colors. It's really fun to look at all the colors of a lovely vegetarian meal. This is just beautiful nature's bounty right here.
Mm-hmm. So helpful.
Mm-hmm.
That's about, it looks more than a cup. Looks like more than a cup. You can do about a cup, cup and a half of rice.
That's nice. for the veggies to saute. Shall we go ahead and start putting our nuts and so on in?
Sure, why don't you talk about what we're putting in there, Alka?
Well, we've got some beautiful chopped pecans.
So gorgeous.
I love nuts.
I love nuts too. You know, there's this crazy notion that people don't eat nuts because they have a lot of fat, and in doing so, they actually skip really good fats. People hear about good fats and bad fats, and nuts are so good for you. They're so delicious, and especially in the case of walnuts, you're getting really, really essential omega-3 fatty acids, and it's really important to get these. Walnuts are a great source of these omega-3s. Fish get their omega-3s from phytoplankton, so it's actually a plant-based nutrient.
Exactly. And of course, when you eat fish, you're getting all of that nasty stuff, too, a lot of times these days. Mm-hmm. You've got the toxins from the oceans and heavy metals.
Exactly.
Okay, going on. The stuffing, we've got the brown rice in there and the other rices. Now we're putting in our dried apricots. And you can just see the color here.
So pretty.
Okay, we're going to put in our cranberries. And we've got this gorgeous color.
Gorgeous. Cranberries. Oh, beautiful.
And now we're going to put in our ground spices. I'll just mix this first.
Now these are cranberries. You can buy fresh cranberries, and these are actually frozen cranberries, which it's hard to find cranberries out of season. So it's a lot easier if you just go to the frozen section to pick up your cranberries.
Very pretty. We got our ground spices, starting with our ground ginger. There we go. We have some ground cloves. Mm-hmm. Our ground cardamom.
Cardamom.
And we have our ground cinnamon. Very pretty.
Beautiful.
And of course, we have our salt. And our pepper.
Right. And Alka, our onions and celery are
terrific.
Finished. And actually, once you put in the onions and the celery, and mix it all in. This is a perfect stuffing on its own as a side dish. You don't have to put this in a squash. It's already cooked. Everything's already cooked. So actually, when we put this back into our squash and put it in the oven, we're really just heating everything through again. Beautiful. Oh, it smells so good. I wish you could smell it. It's
wow. One day, the technology will be there.
That's true. It's true. And you can make this at home. Mm-hmm. Of course.
So pretty. Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to take the squash, which has come out of our oven. Look at that.
You know, I think it's great to show everyone the difference in the color. Mm-hmm. You can see how yellow this is, and this is really perfect. And also the green is a lot darker, so that's a good way. And when your fork goes through it, obviously it's nice and soft. That's a good way to determine when it's done.
And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and just scoop some of the squash out of the cooked squash and just go ahead and put it into the stuffing. Mm.
And you want to be careful when you're scraping your squash. You don't want to scrape too much squash because, first of all, you don't want to lose this gorgeous rim. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful contrast with the rice. And also, you don't want to create a hole in the squash.
Right. You want it to maintain its integrity, basically.
Structural
integrity.
That's very important.
That's what it's all about. You hang on to this.
I will hang on to the squash.
Okay, so we put a little bit of squash into our stuffing. We're going to mix it up, like so. And that's it. That is our beautiful stuffing.
It's really pretty. So that adds more color.
Flavorful. It binds the stuffing together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Creates more flavor, obviously.
Yeah, so
really
lovely.
Beautiful.
And great color.
You'll need the squash back again.
We'll need the squash back again. You were just holding it.
Okay.
Yeah. And what we're going to do here is, thank you.
You're welcome.
Colleen's a very good holder.
It holds very well.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and just put the stuffing, mound it into the hollowed out squash like that.
Beautiful.
Just try to mound it up so it's just so gorgeous. Mm. Mm. Okay, now we're going to put this back on the cookie sheet face up this time. We're going to cover this in aluminum foil, have it on our cookie sheet, and put it back in the oven. Again, at 375 degrees for probably about 20 or 30 minutes. Basically, the idea is that you want the stuffing to heat through, and you want the flesh of the squash to become totally soft.
Nice. Beautiful. And so we have our squash
as a centerpiece. It's gorgeous as a centerpiece. It's just so beautiful. And obviously we have a plate with beautiful side dishes. Can you talk about some of this?
Oh, well, I see there are gorgeous mashed potatoes.
Oh, mashed potatoes are my favorite.
Mine too. Mm. And how about that bread stuffing?
The stuffing's my favorite, actually.
Oh, you have a lot of favorites.
I do.
I see that there are mashed rutabagas.
Rutabagas are my second favorite. Mm.
And what else do we have there?
We've some got cranberry
relish. Oh, so pretty.
Beautiful. Yes. Actually gorgeous. And some corn, some green beans with some almonds.
That's really lovely.
And that's it. And
no deprivation there.
Not at all.
This concludes our series with compassionate cooks, Colleen Patrick-Goudreau and Alka Channa. We send our grateful thanks to compassionate cooks and all those who are helping to spread awareness that plant-based meals are full of creativity and nutrition. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. Indeed, when we include vegan options in our everyday dining, our lives are more enriched by the beautiful bounties of nature.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.